welcome to installment 236 of Sefer Mitzvot from the Rambam. In today's portion, we will discuss Positive Commandment 104, continuing the discussion of the laws of purity and impurity, this time the Tumah of a Zav, a man who has an abnormal emission. As we explained in a previous shiur, also dealing with the laws of a Zav is a man who has an unnatural emission from his reproductive organs. Should he have such an emission twice, he becomes an av hatuma, a primary source of impurity, incapable of making another person tamei, or impure, as well as making vessels impure. As the Rambam told us in the beginning of the laws of Tara, a general principle that what sort of impurity can render a utensil or an object impure, only an av hatuma, a primary source of impurity. This is, incidentally, why we are repeating the law of a Zav, since these days we are learning Hilchas Kelim, the laws in Rambam, discussing which sorts of utensils, which objects, are capable of becoming impure, since there is no specific commandment among the 613 corresponding to the laws of Kelim. Therefore, we are repeating the various types of Avos HaTumos, the different sources of impurity which are capable of rendering objects tamei. As we mentioned, a Zav who has had this flow from his body on two occasions becomes an av hatuma, a source of impurity. Should he see three times, then he becomes fully a Zav, and all the laws of the Chumash describing the necessity of bringing the sacrifices of a Zav pertain to him as well. The Chinuch explains this difference by explaining the general idea behind this Tumah Zav. The Chinuch tells us that when does a person have this ziva, this excess flow from his body? This is as a result of the person overindulging in physical eating and drinking. Although human beings were created with physical needs, nevertheless, overindulgence is frowned upon by the Torah. Furthermore, this overindulgence will have a physical effect on the body, with an additional production of different liquids, which will eventually be emitted by the body in this form of the flow of a Zav. This is why the Chinuch explains, when a person has had such a flow only once, he does not become fully tamei. The reason for this is that overindulgence can be seen as a necessary occurrence of a person's physical desires. As a result of having a physical existence, sometimes a person will have a desire to overindulge, and this could in a way be understood. Therefore, when he has such an emission only once, he does not become tamei. However, once he has it twice, this is a sign that the physical delights have overtaken the person's existence and have become so much a part of him that he becomes fully tamei, fully impure, especially in the case of three times. Once it has happened 3 days, then he becomes fully a Zav and must bring a korban, a sacrifice. We can then understand why he becomes tamei. The purpose of a person's creation, as explained in Chassidic philosophy, is to come down to the physical world and purify it, elevate it, bring it to a higher level. Utilize the physical objects in this world, such as food and drink, for the sake of serving God. This person has done exactly the opposite. Instead of him raising the physical has dragged him down. Therefore, the result is that instead of him bringing the world to a state of purity, the world has brought him down to a state of impurity. And should he become impure in such a fashion, he will make other objects impure as well. He has shown that he is on a level where he is unable to elevate these physical objects. Therefore, he will make them tamei. Instead of raising them to a level of kedusha, of holiness, he will have the opposite effect and render them tamei. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvot. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.